Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei, and we are 24 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Dal Ramid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Arvis. So we're learning the halachos of Kisui Hadam, which are learned from one pasuk in the Torah, tucked away, Parshas Achrimois Vayikra Perek Yud Zayin. The pasuk says, V'ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael, U'menager agor b'soicham, Asher yotzu tzeid chaya oy oif. So if somebody catches either a chaya or an oif, what's notably omitted from the pasuk is a behema, Asher ye'ochel, we'll see what that means later in the daf, V'shofach es domai, he does a proper shchita, V'chiso ba'ofer. You can't just leave the blood lying around on the ground, but rather there's a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Either way, the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam relates to a chaya or a knife. It does not relate to a behema. Yesterday, at the end of the daf, we spoke out a little bit about the Shoresh HaMitzvah of Kisui Hadam. We mentioned the Sefer HaChinuch and a Marsha tucked away in Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam is related to a midah of achzorius, that although the Torah said it's okay to slaughter an animal, but just like we're supposed to be sensitive to the way we slaughter it, shchita as opposed to nechira, which Ramban relates in Parshas Bereishis to Tzar Bal Chaim Deiraisa, so there are other sensitivities as well, and it's just would be somewhat insensitive to be eating from the chay and the oif while the blood is lying around. Either way, more halachos and a little bit of lumbus with regards to the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Rav Ina apischa devei Reish Galusa. Rav Ina was standing at the doorstep of the Reish Galusa and at Gaalta Nadrasha. He said, "Ashoich l'chayil b'Shabbos. If somebody shechts for a chayil on Shabbos, so there's a chayil sheyesh by sakana. The halacha is you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. This person needed meat. The only meat available was a live animal, which required shechita. Shechita is one of the lametes malachis, but for a chayla, it's okay to shecht." Said Rav Eino Chiddush, chayv lechasos. After you do the shechita, you're obligated to do kisui adam. And this was, in fact, a very big chiddush. The reason is because kisui adam involves doing a malacha. Now, if the offer that you're going to use for kisui adam was not prepared before Shabbos, it's like a hard, big clump of afar, then by thinning it out so that you can now do the kisui, you may be doing a malacha de raisa of toichin. Even if you already have what's called afar tichayach, so it's already thinner, digging it up can involve an issa d'rabbanon, and if it wasn't prepared, there could be an issue of muktzah as well. The point is, kisui adam could involve malachis deraises and certainly malachis derabbanan. Stating that, Ravina said that being that we're dealing with a chayla, where the halach is it can be mechal Shabbos for him, so we allowed you to do shechita, so certainly chayv lechasos, you can do the kisui adam. Amalu Rabba. So Rabba heard Ravina's drasha, and he said, ishtoima. That's a lashon of tema. He says, I can't believe Ravina said this. Not just that, he said, lishmitu la moire. And he spoke very sharp. He said, remove the tongue of Ravina. I don't want him to give drashas anymore. Because if he's going to say things like this, that you're allowed to do kisui adam after you were shoychel l'chayla b'Shabbos, this is a very big problem. The Tanya, why? How does Rabba know he's right? Maybe Ravina's right. So it's a mefurish of Rais. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, kvi ein shoych tenois v'shantiv. Vim shachtoi ein mechasen es dom. So essentially, Rabbi Yosef's halacha is our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, it's a stam Mishnah. In this braisa, it's Rabbi Yosef talking. So he said that a kvi, meaning that it's a sofik behim, a sofik chaya. So you have a sofik, whether you have a mitzvah kisui adam, or you don't have a mitzvah kisui adam, the halacha is you can't shech on Yontif. Because on the tzad you have a mitzvah kisui adam, you have to do kisui adam. On the tzad that there is no mitzvah kisui adam, being that kisui adam involves melachos, the raisa, the rabbanon, depending on the situation, but it certainly involves isurim, if it's a behema, you cannot do kisui adam. Thus, misafik, we can't allow you to do shechita. What happens if you did the shechita? Vim shachtoi, ein mechasin ezdom. It says Rabbi Yosi, how do I know that? Maybe, if you shecht the kvi on yontif, being that there's a sofik, that there's an obligation to do kisui adam, maybe sofik kisui adam is doicha any issa d'rabbanan. So he said, no, it can't be that way. Why not? Mikal v'chayim. Uma milo shevado doicha Shabbos nesveika doicha yontif. We know milo, which involves melacha, is the oraisa. Still, the halacha is, it's doicha Shabbos. A whole amid, Gemara, Mesach, the Shabbos, Peregrin, Pleza, the Milo. A whole bunch of Mekairis. How you know that Milo is doicha Shabbos? The maskana, ubayoy mashmini, yimob sara lasoy, biyoy mashmini, even on Shabbos. But the point is that Milo If there's a vaday obligation to do milah, we know for sure that this is the eighth day of this child's life. So the halacha is it's deicha Shabbos. Still, the halacha is ain't sveikah deicha yantiv. If you have a suffik milah, it's not deicha yantiv. How would you have a suffik milah if a child was born bein hashmashes? So we're not sure if he was born today or if he was born yesterday. If he was born today, if he was born tomorrow. So now, when the eighth day comes, it's yantiv, but it's only a suffik eighth day because we don't really know when the child was born. Thus, we don't know when his bayim hashmini is. So the halacha is that suffik milah is not deicha yantiv. Yontif. So vaday milas deicha Shabbos sofik milas not deicha yontif. Kisui she'in vaday deicha Shabbos. Kisui where vaday kisui adam is not deicha Shabbos. Einoi din she'in tzveikoi deicha yontif. So Rabbi Yossi said it's a basic cheshbon. You know I know that a kviz kisui adam would not be deicha yontif because I know it kal v'choymer mi milo. Madach milo where vaday milas is not deicha Shabbos. When vaday mila is deicha Shabbos, sofik mila is not deicha yontif. So kisi adam, where vaday kisi adam is not deicha Shabbos, certainly sofik kisi adam is not going to be deicha yontif. Amru lo, so the chachamim had two rebuttals on what Rabbi Yossi said. Number one, tkiya shofer b'gvulin techiach. I have a perch on your kal v'chaim. The perch is tkiya shofer b'gvulin. Now, tkiya shofer b'gvulin, we don't blow on Shabbos. Gvulin means everywhere outside of the Makom HaMikdash. So, outside of the Makom HaMikdash, like today, we don't blow shofer on Shabbos. Gzeir de Rabba, Shemi Avirenu, Dalaramis, Bishos Arab. But the point is, we don't blow shofer on Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow shofer on Shabbos. So, tkiya shofer b'gvulin, she'im v'adah deicha Shabbos. We don't blow shofer on Shabbos. Still, the halach is, v'sveikah deicha yontif. You have a suffix if somebody is obligated to blow shofer on yontif or not, that loch is he blows shofar. So vaday tkiya shofar is not deicha Shabbos, but suffik tkiya shofar is deicha yontif. We'll see later what that means. So you see clearly that it's not muchach. Just because something is not bevaday deicha Shabbos doesn't mean besuffik. It's not going to be deicha yontif. That's the first part. The second part is heichu plus akape beribi tshuva malam midosh ken in the hegas b'leil yom tovim. Toyim abekisi shenoy b'leil tovim. You're learning that if suffik mila is not deicha yontif, certainly suffik kisi adam shouldn't be deicha yontif. As if to say mila is the chamor, kisi adam is the kal. Why is mila the chamor? Because mila, you see, vaday mila is deicha Shabbos. Vaday kisi adam is not deicha Shabbos. But the Gemara says I can argue that mila is actually in a way more kal than kisi adam, because mila is not noyeg at night, belele yomim toivim. We'll see what that means. It's never noyeg at night, not just belele yomim toivim. But kisi adam is noyeg belele yomim toivim. Either way, the chachamim tied it back to Rabbi Yossi, two perches. Rabbi Yossi said that kal v'chomer me mila, just like sofik mila is not doicha yantiv, so sofik kisi adam can't be doicha yantiv. Why is mila more chomer than kisi adam? Because vaday mila is doicha Shabbos, as opposed to vaday kisi adam, which is not doicha Shabbos. Thus, the halach of our mishnah that you can't shech the kvi on yantiv, and if you shech the kvi on yantiv, you can't do the kisi adam. Amru loy, the chachamim told him back two kashes. Number one, tkiya shofer techiach, because tkiya shofer b'gvulin, where vaday tkiya shofer is not doicha Shabbos, still you see sofik tkiya shofer is doicha yantiv. So it's a black and white pircha on the kal v'chomer. And number two, he says, I don't think you can for sure establish that mila is more chomer than kisi adam. You're right, on one level it's more chomer. Mila is deicha Shabbos, kisi adam is not deicha Shabbos. But on another level, it's less chomer. You can't do mila balayla, as opposed to kisi adam, that you could do mila balayla. Rab Abba said, with regards to the second pircha, who was stated by Rabbi Lazar Kappa Biribi, that Rabbi Abba said regarding that, Ze'echmed Advarim Shomer Rabbi Chiyo, Ein Le'alem Shuvah, whether Rabbi Chiyo heard the Chachamim's Taino, and Rabbi Yossi says, I have no way to answer the Chachamim's Taino, Ve'esh Rabbi Lazar Kappa Biribi Shuvah. Rabbi Lazar Kappa Biribi was able to answer it Shuvah. Ketonim, yes, what do you see? We want to take out one part of this price, and although the Gemara is going to analyze this price in great detail, take us all the way to the Mishnah, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, but that's going to be a digression. Really, the context, what we need is, we need one line. We need one excerpt of this braisa, and that is, the braisa said, kisui is not doicha Shabbos, thus, kal v'chomer, sofik kisui, should not be doicha yon. What's the kal v'chomer? Mi mila, because mila is doicha Shabbos, and sofik mila is not doicha yon. My vadoi de kisui doicha Shabbos. When the braisa said, when Rabbi Yossi said that, vadai kisui adam is not doicha Shabbos, what was he referring to? Lav ha-sheikha l'chayla b'Shabbos. Wasn't he referring to ha-sheikha l'chayla b'Shabbos? So if somebody shechts l'chayla b'Shabbos, the halacha is you can't do kisi adam. So it's mefurish in a braisa. Thus, Rabba said that Rav
Eina was darshining a pischa de beiresh kabusa hashoichet b'shabes chayv l'chasos. You see from Rabbi Yossi, the great Rabbi Yossi, who was from the Gedolei Tana. The Gemara says in Perek Ha'omer Masechtas Gittin, Rabbi Yossi in Mukar Yimai. We always paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So halacha k Rabbi Yossi v'chol makom, and you're going connected to Rabbi Yossi. It's a stam mishnah Masechtas Chulin as well. But the point is, he's seeing in Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi held that vaday kisui hadam is not toicha Shabbos. Doesn't it mean such a case where you were shoychet l'chayla and now you have a vadai kisui hadam where it's not toicha Shabbos? The Gemara says, how do you know that's what Rabbi Yossi meant? V'dilma da'ava v'shachat. Maybe when Rabbi Yossi said that kisui hadam vadai is not toicha Shabbos, he didn't mean this far-fetched case where we were chayla l'Shabbos. Maybe he meant someone was mechal Shabbos, like we had in the beginning of the Masechta, and daf yudal, shoychet b'Shabbos. We had the big toys over there. Why are you not considered Michal Shabbos? He says, because maybe it wasn't Befar Hesya. You're not considered a mummer until the next Shechita. All that raid. So maybe it's talking about where you were of a Veshachat. The person went, hey, he wasn't supposed to Shecht. He Shechted, not a Behema, a Chayav Oiv. And over here, Rabbi Yossi said, the Allah is, he's not going to be Chayav. But the Gemara says, now, Dumi the Milo. Rabbi Yossi seemed to be equating it in its Kalva Chaymer to Milo. Ma Milo Bershos, Av Kisoy Nami Bershos. And being that Milo is talking about Bershos, when we say that Milo, we mean where it's b'yei mashmini, where it's rishos, where this is what you're supposed to do. So if Rabbi Yossi was making a kavah chomer mimila, he must have known that even in a case of rishos, we had a right to do the shechita. Still, there's no kisa dam. Because what was the kavah chomer? That madach mila, where vaday mila is doicha Shabbos, sofik mila is not doicha yontiv. So certainly kisi adam, where vaday kisi adam is not doicha Shabbos, sofik shouldn't be doicha yontiv. Now, if you're telling me that really kisi adam, we had a right to do the kisi adam, it is doicha Shabbos, then what's the kavah chomer? The reason vaday milos doicha Shabbos is because it's ubiyay mashmini im b'psar alasa. It's a rishos. It's a mitzvah. That's what you're supposed to do. As opposed to kisi adam, you're talking about a guy who was mechal Shabbos. So maybe that's why there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. So from Rabbi Yossi's whole kalva chaymer dumi demila, that's the tifkayt in the Gemara. From Rabbi Yossi's kalva chaymer dumi demila, it's clear that he must have held that even when you did it b'rishos, still the halacha is vaday kisi adam is not toicha Shabbos, and it's for that reason that Rabba said what he said when he heard Ravena's drasha that ashoichet lechayla b'Shabbos chayv lechasi. So we're going to get back to Ravena's halacha, but before we do that, the Gemara is going to do a comprehensive analysis of this brayso. Unruly. So after Rabbi Yossi said his halacha, what was his halacha? That a kfi ein shoich denoise biyantif. Because there's a Safik if there's Kisui Adam, and Safik Kisui Adam is not Doicha Yantiv. How did he know it? Kal v'chaymer mi-mila. Mila is Doicha Shabbos, Safik Mila is not Doicha Yantiv. So Kisui Adam, which is not Doicha Shabbos, certainly a Safik Kisui Adam should not be Doicha Yantiv. Amru lo, he said, there were two pirchas that the Chachamim told Rabbi Yossi. What was the first one? Tkiya Shofer b'gvulim teichiach. Why not bring a raya not like you from Tkiya Shofer? B'gvulim, where we don't blow Shofer. She'en vada doicha Shabbos. Still, v'sveika doicha yantiv. Mas sveika. What does it mean when we say that Safik Tkiya Shofer is doicha yantiv? Ilei misafik chal safik yantiv. Doesn't mean if you're not sure if today's Rosh Hashanah or it's not Rosh Hashanah, that halacha is, you could blow Shofer. Hashta vada yantiv tachiya safik yantiv chal mibaya. What's the other side on the Safik here? The other side is it's chayil. If it's chayil, you're certainly allowed to blow shofar. So why would that even be newsworthy? Ella, what it means is safik ish, safik isha. If you have someone that's a safik ish, safik isha, also known as a tumtum or an androgynous, a man is chayiv in tkiya shofar. A woman's not chayiv in tkiya shofar. So could a tumtum or androgynous blow shofar? The halacha is yeah. I only a safik whether the tumtum or androgynous is chayiv in tkiya shofar. You see that safik tkiya shofar is doicha yantif, even though vaday tkiya shofar is not Doiche Shabbos. So could be Kisei Adam is the same way. Vada Kisei Adam is not Doiche Shabbos, but maybe Safek Kisei Adam is Doiche Yantav. That was the Pircha of the Chacham. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Why was Rabbi Yossi not Nicha to this Pircha? Says the Gemara very Gishmak. Rabbi Yossi L'tameh, the Omai Isha Vada is Namitaka. Rabbi Yossi Shita is that a woman does have an obligation to blow Shabbos. Tanya will enter the Braisa. B'nai Yisrael Soimchem, B'loi B'nai Yisrael Soimchem. The Bnei Yisrael, a man that brings a carbon has a mitzvah smicha on his carbon. But a woman that brings a carbon doesn't have a mitzvah smicha. That if a woman wants to blow a shofar, she could blow a shofar. Meaning, nobody holds that a woman has an obligation to blow a shofar. But there is a shittas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon who hold that if a woman wants to, she can't. So there's no iser. Meaning, to the extent that she's allowed to, so there's no, what's your case of Sofik Tkiya Shofar that's Doicha Yantav? A tumtum and androgynous? That's only if on the tzad, zachar, there's a chiyuv on the tzad. Nikeva, there's an Isser, and still you see Misafik it's Doicha. Okay, that's a good sushta to what we're talking about, Kisi Adam. On the side, Chaya, there's a mitzvah Kisi Adam. On the side, Behema, there's an Isser Kisi Adam, because of whatever Isser is involved in the halacha of Kisi Adam. But Rabbi Yossi holds there is no Isser for a woman to blow a shofar. So on the side, that the Tumtum and Adroganets are Zachar, There's a mitzvah kisei adam. On the side, there's a mitzvah kisei shofar. On the side, nekeva, there's no mitzvah, but it's rishos. It's at the very least okay. Thus, there's nothing to learn from kisei shofar. That's why Rabbi Yossi was not nisbal. Rabbina said, that even the Rabbanu l'shita sayu, who asked a pircha on Rabbi Yossi from kisei shofar, I have a pircha on the pircha. A pircha what the Rabbanan said. Why? Malat kiyah shofar shkeim vado adoich shabbos b'mikdash. Kiyah shofar, at the end of the day, vadait kiyah shofar is doich shabbos in the base hamikdash. Toyma b'kisui, the lesser klal, as opposed to kisui, you don't find anywhere that kisui adam is doich. Meaning, you want to respond to Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomer by saying that maybe sofa kisui adam should be able to be doich yontif, even though vadait kisui adam is not doich shabbos, because I have precedence from that by kiyah shofar. Kia Shofar, Vadet Kia Shofar is not Doicha Shabbos Bigvulin. Yet, Sofik, Kia Shofar, according to the Chachonim, that a woman is not allowed to blow Shofar, a Tumtum and Adroigan is me Sofik, does hit Kia Shofar. See, Sofik, Kia Shofar is Doicha Yontif, says the Gemara. I have a very basic pircha on that. The pircha is that even though Vadet Kia Shofar is not Doicha Shabbos Bigvulin, but it is Doicha Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe because it's Doicha Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why Sofik Tkiyah Shofar, even Bigvulin, is going to be Doicha Yontif, as opposed to Kisei Adam, where you don't find anywhere that Vada Kisei Adam is going to be Doicha anything. Either way, so the first Pirchan Rabbi Yossi was from Tkiyah Shofar, and essentially the Gemara had a question and a comment with regards to what the Gemara said. Number one, the comment, Rabbi Yossi wasn't a spall because Rabbi Yossi was Shitasa. Number two, we have a kasha on the kasha. Amalei Rabino, Ulamai de Kami Rabbana Nami, Isle Pircha. Regardless, what was the second Pircha? The second Pircha was Hitch Beloza Kapit Beribi. He said, how can you learn Kisei Adam from Mila? Mala, Mila Shekin Inan Ehegas Pleli Yomim Toivim. Mila's not Noyig Balayla. It's not Noyig Yontif by night. Toimar be kisi adam, that's not given by night. So you want to tell me that Mila is more chomer than kisi adam? So if Safik Mila is not Toichi Yontif, Safik kisi adam shouldn't be Toichi Yontif either. I could argue to the contrary. I could tell you that kisi adam is more chomer. Because kisi adam is noyek belele yontif, right, Laila, as opposed to Mila, which is not noyek belele yontif. Freitig and Mara, belele yomim toivim hudalei naga, b'shar lele naga, the language that the Brisa used. Mila is not noyek yontif at night. It's mashma that on a regular Tuesday night, sometimes we could do bris milah as long as it's not yontif. Mara says, of course not. Ella, what it means is mala milishkin in a heges beleleis kibiyamim. Toimar bekisu shenoyek beleleis kibiyamim. You're right. Edit the brisa. It doesn't mean lele yontif. It means laila in general. Either way, who is the one that said the second percha? It was Rabbi Loza Kafet Beribi. Amrab Abba ze'echam and advarim sh'am Rab Chia. This is one of the things Rab Chia was referring to when he said, ein li aleim tshuva, that I heard a great kasha that I couldn't answer. Ve'heshev Rabbi Loza HaKafet Beribi tshuva. Rabbi Loza Kafet Beribi was able to answer a tshuva. Either way, before we go back, so the taf began with a halacha that Rav Eina darshened a pischa de Beresh Kedus. Rabbi got word of what Rav Eina said. He was very, very disturbed, and he spoke very, very sharply against Rav Eina. What was the halacha? Hashoychet l'chayla b'Shabbos. If somebody shechts for a chayla on Shabbos, so this is a chayla that's dying. A chayla sheyesh by sakana. With halachas, we could be mechal Shabbos. And that's exactly what they did. This person needed food. He needed meat. They shechted a behema on Shabbos. The question is, a chaya or a knife, not a behemoth. Now, is there a mitzvah kisei adam, or is there no mitzvah kisei adam? Ordinarily, of course, there'd be a mitzvah kisei adam. The problem is, it's Shabbos. And being that it's Shabbos, doing kisei adam involves isurim, maybe deraisa, certainly derabanan, unless this was prepared before Shabbos. So the question is, could you violate now the isurim of kisei hadam because there's a mitzvah kisei adam, or no? And Rav Eina said, chayev l'chasis, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and do kisei adam. And all the Rishonim asked the obvious question, what's Pashup Shana Rav Eina? What's Pashup Shana? I understand that it was okay to shecht for this chayva, because it was a chayla sheish v'sakana. Chayla sheish v'sakana didn't do anything. Other than, avid zara gila ra'yish v'chiz damim, there's nothing that gets in the way in trying to save a Jewish life. But at the same time, once we have the food that we're able to give to the chayla, once we do the shechita, there's no question of pekuach nefesh anymore. So really what we have at this point is a mitzvah of kisei adam. Why should a mitzvah of kisei adam be doicha the iser, whether it's the raisa, the rabbanon, that's going to be involved? Now the truth is, there is a concept of tchia. Asei is doicha lois asei. But over here, where we're dealing with iser shabbos, L'chayra, it's pashat, there's no tchiyah. Why not? Number one, Shabbos involves an assay and a lois assay. Zochar siyah v'Shabbos l'kachu. There's no shortage of mitzvahs essays that relate to the halachas of Shabbos. If that's the case, we know, although assay is deicha lois assay, in assay deicha lois assay v'assay. Besides, if you're dealing with a real issa Shabbos, such as toichin, which you may have in the event that you have to thin out the offer a little bit to do the kisi adam, a melachas Shabbos is a lois assay sheyesh v'karis. This chorus for Isser Shabbos, the skila for Isser chorus, and this is Yevamos 101. We know that even though Aseh is doicha lois, Aseh in Aseh doicha lois, Aseh sheyesh by chorus, or lois Aseh sheyesh by Misas Bezen. So Frank, the Ramban and all the Rishonim, that I don't understand Pashim Shana in the Gemara. Rav Eina said that because he was Sheikha L'chayla b'Shabbos, so now all of a sudden there's a mitzvah to do Kisei Adam, the mitzvah Kisei Adam is a separate mitzvah. Why in the world should Kisei Adam be doicha? Now, if the kisei adam was negei the chayil, of course you do the kisei adam. It's not negei the chayil. All the chayil needs is the meat. It doesn't matter if the dam is all over the place. That has no impact on the chayil. So if that's the case, makshin or rishonim, what's poshim shan ravin? And even Rabbah asked the kasha for Rabbi Yossi. He didn't ask in svara. He said that I have a raya for Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi held for a davar poshet that vada kisei adam is not oichah Shabbos. And he's probably not referring to someone that was a sheichet b'Shabbos when he wasn't supposed to, as in the Mishnah chulin daf yudal or madal. He was discussing where he was a sheichet b'shus and his whole kavul. It seems to suggest that. So even Rabbah's not asking me svara. He's asking as the Sinai, as I have a raya from a braisa, something that Rabbi Yossi said. But in Lundis, nobody seems to have a problem with this. Afraid in the Rishonim, what's Pashup Shah? What in the world was the Havamina that Kisei Adam should be able to be Doicha the Isser Shabbos? Chassam Sofer, right here in Chedush Chassam Sofer, Masech Tischul and Pedal and Mebe says that if you take a look at Rashi, L'shoinei hazov shal Rashi. Rashi seemed to have been bothered with this kasha, and Rashi said a very profound parrot. Zok Rashi, hashoichet l'choyle sheyesh boi sakana, chayiv l'chassus. The kivon did nit no Shabbos lidoche seitzel shchita zu, because being that the halach is you're allowed to be doicha Shabbos for the shchita, because it's l'choyle sheyesh boi sakana, nitches l'chol mitzvoysa shal shchita zu. Once you're allowed to do the shchita, the halacha is you're allowed to do all the mitzvahs that involve the shechita. Meaning, once we say it's okay to do the actual shechita, so the way the heter is given is do the shechita, and you can do now the entire shechita. And the kisei adam is one of the mitzvahs of the shechita. As a result, even though there's no reason that the kisei adam per se should be doicha Shabbos, but once the shechita is going to be doicha Shabbos, all the mitzvahs, all the ancillaries that relate to the shechita are going to be doicha Shabbos as well. Says the Chassam Sofer, Rashi's a little bit tzarech beer, but he says the beer is based on a bahag that's quoted in the Rosh right here in Perek Kisei Adam. The Rosh says as follows: Kosa bal halachos shemechaset chila v'achakach mevarch. We're going to see Netz Hashem on Friday's daf that when you do kisei adam, you have to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa. Thus, there's a birchas hamitzvah. Says the Bahag, when do you do the birchas hamitzvah? So ordinarily, you do a birchas hamitzvah over lasiyasa. First, you make the bracha, and then afterwards, you do the mitzvah. Stating that, the Bahag said a chiddush. Now, when it comes to kisei adam, Loshen HaBahag, Shemechaset Chila, Va'achakach Mevarech Birchas HaMitzvah Yisal Kitzu Yadam. Va'afal Gavdech Ola Mitzvahs Mevarech Aleim Oyver Lasi Yosem, says the Bahag, even though ordinarily when you do a mitzvah, you do it Oyver Lasi Yosem, Hani Mila B'Tchilas HaMitzvah. That's only if you're going to make the bracha before you did the mitzvah. Avuzu Kisei Adam Siyo Mitzvah. But Kisei Adam, although it's considered a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy in the minyan HaMitzvahs of Taryag, but really it's not its own independent mitzvah. It's really the siyum of a larger mitzvah. Ube'emtza mitzvah in irelevach. And if that's the case, if you're going to make a bracha before the kisei adam, you're making a bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. And you don't find anywhere that you make a bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. Hilkach, zok de b'hag, mevarech ala shchita koidem ascholos ha-mitzvah. You make the bracha on the shchita before you start the mitzvah. Val kisui achar gemara mitzvah. And you do the kisui after the gemara mitzvah. The Rosh comments on this b'hag. But for now, all we need is the shchita b'hag. Says the b'hag an unbelievable thing. That even though mitzvahs, birchas ha-mitzvahs, you always make over last yosem, when it comes to kisei adam, you make the bracha after the kisei adam. Says the b'hag why. He says because even though kisei adam is its own mitzvah in the cheshbin of 613, but really it's part of a bigger mitzvah. What's the bigger mitzvah? Shchita. So you have a mitzvah called shchita. That shchita really spans two mitzvahs. Interesting. It's achash and shtayim. So it's one big mitzvah, starts with shchita, and when it's a chay and oif, it concludes with kisei adam. But in the minyan mitzvahs, it's made up of two. But in the world of lamdis, we look at it as one big mitzvah.
Unbelievable. So is it one or is it two?
It's not clear.
On some level, it's one, impacts halacha, as we're going to see now. On another level, it's two. The level of two, it's in the minyan mitzvahs. The chinuch has a mitzvah of shechita. The chinuch has a mitzvah of kisei dam. The Rambam has a mitzvah of shechita. The Rambam has a mitzvah of kisei dam. The minyan mitzvahs, the ones that count shechita as a mitzvah, have them as two independent mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah of shechita. You have the mitzvah of kisei dam. So there are two mitzvahs, but really there are two mitzvahs. There are two components of a larger mitzvah. Think of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. There are they one mitzvah, two mitzvahs? Machlokes Rishonim, whether we count it as one or two, the two kvasim of the Eilas HaTamid, etc. Without getting into too much lumdus and too much of a digression. But there is this idea where it's two mitzvahs that together make up one mitzvah. But either way, the point that we need, here's the punchline, Zok the Bahag, Adover Nifla, Zok the Bahag, that as it relates to the halacha of Evelasi Yasam, the only time you do that, that's if the bracha is not going to be before you do the actual mitzvah. He says, before you do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is not after the Shechita, before the Kisei Adam. That's really the Emtzah mitzvah. What would be before? Before would be before the Shechita. You can't make the bracha on Kisei Adam before you do the Shechita. So as a result, you can't do it before the Shechita. You can't do it after the Shechita, before the Kisei Adam, because even though on some level it's over Lasi Yasam, but in the world of Lumbis, it's still in the middle of the mitzvah, because it's in the middle of this long mitzvah that really makes up two of the 613 mitzvahs. So what do you have to do? You have to wait until after you do the Kisei Adam. He said, because there's no option to do it be'emtza. Over Lasi Yasam is preferable, but really option B would be after the mitzvah. There's no such thing as making a bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. Thus, you can't do it before the Kisei Adam, after the Shechita, because that's Be'emtza, so you have no choice but to do it afterwards. Either way, Zok Techsam Sofer, does Zok Rashi. Pshat and Rashi is that Kisei Adam, although it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei, the minyan mitzvahs, but really it's the Gemara, the Shechita. Shechita is a long mitzvah. It starts with the Shechita, and it ends when we're dealing with a Chaya and an Oif, with the Kisei Adam. They're together one mitzvah. So when you look at it from the Kisei Adam perspective, you have the Bahag. I can't make the bracha on Kisei Adam before the Kisei Adam after the Shechita, because the Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita. When I look at it from the Shechita perspective, the Shechita doesn't end when I shech the two simanim. It doesn't end with a chaya noif until after I do the Kisei Adam. Doesn't Rashi. That once they were mata shoichel l'choy l'b'shabes, so they were mata the ganze Shechita. What's the ganze Shechita? Shechita's based simanim? No. Shechita means with the Kisei Adam. If it's part, if they're one and the same, Zok Techsam Sofer, I think this Rashi, this Bahag are saying the same exact halacha. That it's true, it's two separate mitzvahs, but it's really shtayin shein achas, and once Shechita was nitches on Shabbos, mipnei pekuach nefesh, so now you can complete the Shechita. It's the Gemara Shechita. That's Rashi's Lashon. Even the nitna Shabbos lidoche says, Shechita zu, nitches l'chol mitzvasa shol Shechita zu. Not an ancillary component of Shechita, but l'chol Shechita meaning the entire Shechita. That's what it means. I mean that it's the entire Shechita. It's for that reason that it's going to be okay. Just to end this with one super lumbus, just a little food for thought. And that is, I saw in the Chavetzelis HaShorim, it says a beautiful lumbus. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas Perek Yud Alef, we'll go through this very quickly. But the Rambam over there says that you find there's certain brachas that the Nusach HaBracha is with a lamed. For example, Hashem Kedishonu B'mitzvayisa V'tzivonu Lohaniach Tfilin. And then you find there are certain brachas that you don't say the birchas hamitzvah. The punchline is not with a lamed, but it's with the word al. So the Rambam in Hilchis Brachas Perek Yud Aleph, he discusses, when do you say it with a lamed and when do you say it with an al? Says the Rambam. The rule is like this. If a person is doing a mitzvah for himself, mevarech lasos, then the Nusach HaBrach is always going to be with a lamed. Also, if you're doing the mitzvah for somebody else, then it's not with the lamed, lasois, but rather it's al. Kaitzen, and the Rambam explains. Lovash tefillin, you're putting on tefillin, mevarech laniach tefillin, nesatav etzitzin, mevarech lesatav, yosha besukah, mevarech leisha besukah, v'cheinu mevarech lahadik ner Shabbos, v'ligmar es ahalel, v'cheinu kova mezuzah lebeisoy, mevarech likvoya mezuzah. Also, maka legage, mevarech hasher kedishar b'mitzoyis v'tzivonu, Lassois Maka. If it's true, Meisris Lassim Varach Laharfish. Moles Benoim Varach Lam Lassabet. Shachat Pischoi Vichagi Gossoim Varach Lishchei. Those are all examples of Lamets. Avil Im Kova Mezuzah Lacherim. Let's say you're doing a mitzvah. You're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for somebody else. And somebody asks you to please clap a mezuzah for him. Right? A Rebbe. So what's the halacha? Mevarach Alkvias Mezuzah. Also Lehem Maka. If you're making a Maka for somebody else, Mevarach Alasias Maka. Hirfish Lehem Trumma. You'll be Mafra Shuma for somebody else. Mevarach Alafrashas Shuma. Moles Benoim.
ben chavera, you're a mayol, mevarich ala mila. V'chein kol kiyotza be'elo. Says the Rambam. Stating that, even though I just gave you this very neat rule, if I'm doing the mitzvah, putting on my own tefillin, so it's lohaniach tefillin, I'm putting on my own talis, l'tzate batzitzis. I'm mowing my own son, then it's going to be lomol es haben. If I'm doing bris milah for somebody else, then it's going to be al hamil. Right? That's what the Rambam says. Stating that, the Rambam says there are some exceptions to the rule. And I'm just skipping. Ta'alocha tesvav. This is in Perek Yedal of Hilchas Brachas. One excerpt. Avol netilas yodayim. Veshchita. As it relates to the mitzvah of netilas yodayim. And the mitzvah of shchita. Rambam shchita in the beginning of Hilchas Shchita is mitzvah saseh sheyishchoit. Mitzvah yirtzel lecho basa vei mechai boi. Right? The Rambam shchita is that shchita is a mitzvah. So netilas yodayim veshchita, which are mitzvahs. Ukedivrei hoyel ukedivrei rishosein. Even though they're a mitzvah, being that they're like divrei rishos. Why are they like divrei rishos? Because when you make an al netilas yodayim, you wash your hands to eat. What if I don't want to eat? I don't have to make an al netilas yodayim. When do you have a mitzvah of shchita? If you have b'chol avas nafshecha toichal basar. If you have a taivet, eat basar. That's the only time you're supposed to eat meat, right? So that's when you eat meat. Otherwise, there's no shchita at all. So says the Rambam, as it relates to netilas yodayim and shchita, hayu luki divrei rishos, being that it's divrei rishos, get ready for a moment this, afilu shachad atzma, even if you shecht for yourself, mevarech al hashchita. So the nusach is going to be different. Because even though it's a mitzvah, but at the same time, it's a little different. It's a mitzvah, but it's like a rishos. Why? Because usually when you think of a mitzvah, I have to put on tefillin every day. It's not like that. If I daven, I'll put on tefillin. No, you have to put on tefillin, right? There's no choice. So being that it's something that you have to do, so it's for that reason, that's when you have this rule, the lamed and the al, depending on if you're doing it for yourself or for somebody else. But if that mitzvah itself is not something that I have to do, if I choose to do it, that's when the mitzvah triggers. Says the Rambam, then you always say the al. So says the Rambam. Therefore, when it comes to the tilas yadayim b'shchita, hayuk divrei rishos, and afilu shochel la'atzmi mevarech al hashchita. Ve'al kisui yadam. The same is true, says the Rambam, for kisui yadam. Asheki yishol b'mitzvayisim v'tzivanu al kisui yadam. Ve'al netilas yadayim. V'cheinu mevarech al bir chametz. He says the whole lamdus regard. This Rambam is fast. But either way, zok the Rambam, that you want to know when you make the brach of kisui yadam, why you make the brach of al kisui yadam, shchitim the tilas yadayim as well. It's because even though they're mitzvahs, and if it's your own chaya, no, if it's my own mitzvah, I'm doing it for myself. I'm not a shaykhit for somebody else. I shaykh, it's my backyard. I'm doing this for myself. It doesn't matter. Talach, as you say, al, it's because it's kidivrei rishos. Because is there an obligation to wake up in the morning and go shaykh tachaya so you should have a mitzvah of kisi adam? It's kidivrei rishos. Makshim achroinim on the Rambam. B'chay, the Rambam's a pal. I understand the Rambam said shchit is kidivrei rishos. Why? Because I don't necessarily have to shaykh. If I don't want to eat meat, I don't have to shecht. But what's the mitzvah of kisui adam? The mitzvah of kisui adam is that if I shecht a chai in a knife, and now I have blood splattered all over the place, so what's the halacha? The halacha is that you have to cover the dam. It's a mitzvah of kisui adam. When you shecht a chai in a knife, kisui adam is not optional. It's not a dvar rishus. At that point, it's a dvar chayva. So the chayit a pella. Bishlam what the Rambam said about shchita netilas yadayim. I understand, but as it relates to kisi adam, why is that a dvar rishos? And the emes is the Rambam said that tzitzis, for example, l'sati batzitzis. Why is l'sati batzitzis a dvar chayiv? It's also a dvar rishos. I don't have to wear a baggage or dalat kamfis so that I won't be maka. Why have to have a maka? Well, why do I have to have one? If I don't have a house, then I don't have to have a makkah. The Teretz is true, but if you have a house with a roof, you have to have a makkah. If you have a baggage of dalal kamfis, now you have to have tzitzis. That triggers the chayva. So why should kisi adam be any different? Once you shecht, of course you have a mitzvah kisi adam. So it says the Chavetzal Sasharim, with this raid, maybe you could say a major lumdus. Maybe you could say that if you looked at kisi adam as a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi, then you're right. There's no question it's a mitzvah chayva. But being that the Rishonim, Rashi, Nesach Tuzchul, and Dapi Dalan Amid Beis, with the beer, the Chassam Sefer, and the Hagas, quoted by the Rosh right here in Perek Kisui Adam in the Sechtes Chulin, said that Kisui Adam, although on some level it is a mitzvah bifnei atzmai, but after further review, when you look into it a little bit deeper, what you realize is it's a gemar of shchita, so it gets defined by shchita. So that if shchita is a mitzvah rishus, then Kisui Adam memela has to be a mitzvah rishus. Because once we define the shchita as a dvar rishus, which it clearly is, then the Kisui Adam is also going to be a dvar rishus, because really what Kisui Adam is, it's a hashlomo, it's a gemar of the mitzvah of shchita. Either way, just a little bit of lumdus for a Tuesday morning. Weiter hashoyche, it's okta mishnah. Again, we're a day ahead. V'nimtzas treifa, hashoyche v'nimtzas treifa. If somebody shechts,
a chayer and a knife. And he found out afterwards that it was a treifa. If somebody shechts a chayer and oif of chulin bifnim in the azar, or if somebody shechts a chayer or oif, not chayer, but oif kachem machutz, chayer, the halacha is, or chayer oif on a skull. Someone checks a chayah and oif, that's a nisko. Rameir mechayev. Rameir says, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. V'chachomim poichim. The chachomim say, there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. Another halacha, asherim nisav l'biyadav. If somebody shechts, and it wasn't a proper shechita, it was done by hagroma, by chloda, I don't know, messed up in one of the halachas and moishas we've seen that govern the laws of shechita, it was an avela, or hanoichav amak, if somebody doesn't shecht at all, patam alachasa is meaning the only time you chayiv is if you do a proper shechita. But the first part of the Mishnah, which is going to be the discussion of the remainder of the daf, is a machloikas remain the chachamim. Somebody shechted a chayor and a knife, but the shechita was a shechita she'ena ru'uya. Hashoichit v'nim, it says treifa. Can't eat a treifa. Hashoich alav yidus kechavim. That's also bano. Chulim befnim. That's also a problem. Kachem bachutz is even a bigger problem. Chayiv oif on a skull. Sharon niskol is vloyochel as besari. The Torah says. So we're dealing over here with shechita. Is that we're not matur basal achila. What's the halacha? Rav Meir says he's still chayiv in kisei adam. At the end of the day, it was a shechita. V'chachamim poichem. The chachamim say you're pot. It sounds like the machlokes is whether shechita she'ena ru'uya, a shechita that's not matur basal, is there a mitzvah kisei adam or is there not mitzvah? No mitzvah kisei adam. If it sounds familiar. Is because it's eerily similar to a machloikis that we had in the end of Perek Oitzav Espanoi, machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. This was on Shabbos's daf. Hashoichit v'nim to treifa, the same list almost with regards to Oitzav Espanoi. Over there, it wasn't a machloikis Reb Meir and the Chachamim, it was a machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Over there, Reb Shimon said Potter, the Chachamim said Chai. So in the Mishnah of Oitzav Espanoi, it's machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Here it's a machloikis Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Okay, no. But where it gets interesting, and again, that's going to be the Gemara's first kasha, is that what did the Chachamim say in the Mishnah of Masechtas Chulin, Daf Pei Aleph on the days? That there is an Oisav Ves Benoi, even by a Shechita Sheinu Ruya. What did they say over here with regards to Kisei Adam? V'chacham Apoitrim. So why did the Chachamim say that there's Oisav Ves Benoi by a Shechita Sheinu Ruya, but there's no Kisei Adam by a Shechita Sheinu Ruya? Number two, why doesn't Rav Shimon opine over here in the Mishnah Chul and Dapei Avinal? I mean, after we spend time on Rav Shimon in Oisav Ves Benoi on Dapei Alef and Beis, it'd be interesting to know what Rav Shimon holds with regards to Kisei Adam. And how come there was no Rav Meir in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph from Aveid? So what we're going to see, and it's kedai to speak this out before the Daf, and that is that really, the Gemara assumes that it's a double pashit, that Reb Shimon on Daf Pei Aleph from Aveid is Shita relates to Daf Pei Aleph and Aleph. And Reb Meir's Shita on Daf Pei Aleph and Aleph relates to the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph from Aveid. Meaning the Gemara is going to come out that Reb Shimon, who said Shechita She'ena Ruya, Loishma Shechita, with regards to Oisav Ves Benoi, said his halacha with regards to Kisei Adam as well. And Reb Meir, who clearly says Chayev, so he holds his no halacha of Shechita She'ena Ruya, meaning Shechita She'ena Ruya is Chayev and Kisei Adam, is going to be Chayev by Oisav Ves Benoi as well. So this Reb Shimon on Pei Aleph on Mebeis, you could apply it to Pei Aleph. And this Reb Meir on Pei Aleph, you could apply it to Pei Aleph on Mebeis. The question then is, why Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnah, why did he have the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Pei Aleph on Mebeis, essentially being Reb Meir? Because he said v'chachamim mechayvim, and how come over here he said v'chachamim poichim, which is essentially Reb Shimon. Either way, zok the Gemara. Amar Reb Chiya bar Rabba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Ro Rebbe divvarav shor Rameir by Oisav Ves Benoi. Rebbe saw what Rameir had to say by Oisav Ves Benoi. V'shana b'lashe chacham. What Rameir said by Oisav Ves Benoi? The same thing he said by Kisei Adam. Rebbe said that there's a mitzvah Kisei Adam even by a shechita sheni ruya. He held his halacha by Oisav Ves Benoi as well. And Rebbe liked that he felt ro. Not he saw it, but he liked. He appreciated it. He derheard it. He there saw it. He liked it. So as a result, he said that when it comes to Oisav Ves Benoi, oh, Chachamim Mechayim, everybody holds, not really everybody, it's Reb Meir. He just liked Reb Meir Shita. So that's why when it came to Oisav Ves Benoi, he used Reb Meir as the Chachamim. Reb Shimon b'Kisei Adam, and he liked what Reb Shimon had to say with regards to Kisei Adam, and as a result, so when it came to the Losha Chachamim, he said over here, Reb Shimon Poiter, meaning really it was a machlokes from Reb Shimon, and the machlokes was by Oisav Ves Benoi, it was by Kisei Adam. Rebbe was picking sides. Rebbe said, I like Reb Shimon Shita when it comes to Kisei Adam. I like Reb Meir Shita when it comes to Oisav Ves Benoi. So when it came to Oisav Ves Benoi, he referred to Reb Meir simply as the Chachamim. Sounds better. When it came to Kisei Adam, over there he referred to the Chachamim as Reb Shimon. Again, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, They both held their shita, both by Yosef Esbenoy and by Kisidan. It's Rebbe that's picking sides. Thus, here the Chachamim is Reb Meir, there the Chachamim is Reb Shimon, says the Gemara. Why? My time is the Reb Meir by Yosef Esbenoy. What's Shana Reb Meir who says that you have the halacha Yosef Esbenoy, even by a shita sheini ruyos? According to Reb Meir, it could be the worst shita in the world. It doesn't matter. Still, the Shoyra is said, which by definition is a shchita sheni ruya, right? Shchita chutz is the quintessential shchita sheni ruya. You're taking kachim, you're shechting gabachutz. What is the halacha? The Torah says a person who does that is chayiv karis. So you see a concept from shchita chutz that a shchita sheni ruya is called a shchita. So he felt that af hachanam is shchita sheni ruya, shma shchita. When it says in the Torah, v'shara yisrael oisav esbenoy lois shchata b'yaymechol, so gzeir shava shchita shchita from shchita. So the halach is you're going to be chayver as well. Reb Shimon, my time, why is Reb Shimon hold the shchita chenin ruyo lo yishma shchita by Yosef Esbenoy? I'm Rabbani Bar Patish Goma mitavoyach tevach. It says utvoyach tevach. The context of this Bereishis Perek Mem Gimel, Yosef and the brothers in Mitzrayim, they don't know Yosef is yet, and they're going to sit down and they're going to eat meat. And what did Yosef say? Hove yaso anoshim haboyso, utvoyach tevach, vahochin, prepare food, ki iti yoichlu haanoshim, it's all right. Now, Malachal and Shchita Ruya, it must have been a Shchita Ruya, because the Shvatim kept Torah mitzvahs, Afkan Shchita Ruya. So too, when it says, Oysev is Menelis, Lois is Shchata B'yamecha, it says, Reb Shimon, it must be a Shchita Ruya. So Reb Meir learns it, Shchita from Shchita Chutz. Reb Shimon learns it, Shchita, not from a word shchita, but from a word that means shchita. Tavayach tavach. Says the Gemara, Rameh, Namad Gomer Tavayach. Why did Rameh learn it from shchita? Because why not learn from Tavayach? He said, Donon shchita mitzvicha, Donon shchita mitzvicha. Doesn't make more sense to learn Gzeir Shava from a pasuk that has the same exact word? Shchutei chutz, the Torah uses the word shchita. Here the Torah uses the word tavayach. Fate the Gemara, my nafgamina. Every time the Gemara says this comment, the Gemara asks this question. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say you can make Gzeir Shava from the word v'shav and uba, even though they don't even rhyme? But simply because they mean the same thing. So shchita and utvayach tevach mean the same thing. So Mechayr Rameya could have made Xer Shavar from there. So the Gemara says, it's true, he could have. The Gemara always gives this answer. Meaning, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel said you could, in theory, make a Xer Shavar between Ushav Uba. But if there's a better option, if you have two choices of Xer Shavar, one is two words that mean the same thing, the other is two words that are the same thing. So obviously, shchita, or Ushav Ushav would be a better Gzeir Shav and then Shchita Utvayach or Ushav Uba. Rav Shimon, Nami Degomim Shchutei Chutz. Okay, so that explains Rameh. Why does Rav Shimon learn the Gzeir Shav from that Pasuk in Bereishis Mem Gimel? Shchita from Utvayach Tevach. I mean, that's the Gzeir Shav. Wouldn't it make more sense to learn it from a parish in the Torah? That's a story in Parshas Miketz. Wouldn't it make more sense to learn it from Shchutei Chutz? And the Gemara says, no, Danu Chulin Michulin, and Danu Chulin Mikachem. Reb Shimon had a problem because he felt Shchutei Chutz is a Kachem Parsha. So I'm going to learn Oysev Espinoy from Kachem. Rameh says, whoa. Atu Oysev Espinoy, Bekachem Miloy, Nai. We know that Oysev Espinoy is Nai by Kachem as well. So it doesn't bother me if we're learning Oysev Espinoy from a Kachem to Gaparsha. In fact, Oysev Espinoy by Kachem takes on a new name. It's called the Chusazman. There's a special Malkus, the Gemara said. So why is that a problem? This is not a parsha that's exclusive to Chulin that I'm now learning from Kachem. This is a parsha that relates to Chulin and to Kachem. So, but being that it relates to Kachem as well, I don't see any problem learning it from Kachem. Either way, Reb Meir seemed to have responded very nicely to Reb Shimon's Taina, and the Gemara says, Rebbe heard Reb Meir's Taina. He was impressed. And he said, Hainu dekam Reb Chia. That's what Reb Chia meant. When he said, Ra, Dvara, Rebbe, Dvar, Shua, Meir, Ba'isav, Esmenei, Vashana, Balash, HaKacham. It was precisely this argument that Rebbe liked, and that's the reason that he picked sides. And he referred to Reb Meir with regards to Oysev Esbenoy as the Chacham. So again, essentially the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon with regards to Oysev Esbenoy is Reb Meir held that when it says Shorei Yisrael Oysev Esbenoy is Shchata B'Yamechad, you learn Gzeir Shav Shchita Chita from Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz is an example of Shchita Sheni Ruya, and still the Torah uses the word Shchita. So too when it says Oysev Shchata B'Yamechad, it could mean it's referring to a Shchita Sheni Ruya. Reb Shimon felt that he'd rather learn it from Utvayach Tevach and Parashas Miketz than learn it from Shchutei Chutz. Why? Even though that seems to be the second choice, because he felt that I don't want to learn it from Kachim. Reb Meir said Oysev Esbenoy relates to Kachim as well. Rebbe thought Reb Meir had a very good argument back to Reb Shimon, and that's why at the end of the day, the Chachamim in our Mishnah, the Mishnah Noisav Esbenoy, is Shitas Reb Meir. My time to Rebbe Kisa. What about regards to Kisei Adam? I mean, why does Reb Meir hold that a Shchita Sheni Ruya with regards to Kisei Adam is considered a Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Gomash Shvicha Shvicha Mishkutei Chotz? Now, it doesn't say the word Shchita in the parish of Shchita Chos. But it does say the word Shvicha. Mala halon Shchita Sheinu Ruyah Shma Shchita. Just like over there, Shchita Sheinu Ruyah is called Shchita Afkan. So to here, Shchita Sheinu Ruyah Shma Shchita. So again, it's a Gzeres Shavar from Shchita Chos. Here it doesn't say the word Shchita. So the Gzeres Shavar is not from the word Shchita Shchita. Here the Gzeres Shavar is from the word Shvicha. The Pasuk by Shchita Chos says, V'al Pesach HaYomai Lo'yavi L'hakav Karben L'Hashem L'fnei Mishkan HaShem Dom Yichashev L'Ishahu Dom Shafach. And it says, by the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, the shofach es domer v'chisal ba'afar. So again, he learns it from shchutei chutz. V'ma'la halon shchita chen ruish mashchita afkan shchita chen ruish mashchita. Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon hold that shchita chen ruish is not called a shchita by kisei adam? It says asher yi'ochel k'siv. Asher yi'ochel sounds like it has to be food that you can eat. Shchita chen ruish, that's not matav basav achila. So there's no kisei adam. Reb Meir, what does Reb Meir do with the word asher yi'ochel? Hulu mutei oif tomeh hudas. It's coming to my mind that there's no kisei adam for a non-kosher bird. But if you have a kosher bird, and it just so happens you shechted it in a way where it's ainu ru'uya. It was a niskal, it was a lavi duzara, it was chulam b'fnim, it was kachem b'chutz. Over there, you're really going to be chayev. Says the Gemara, my Rab Shimon responded back to Rab Meir, oif tami my taima. Why you, Rab Meir, agreeing to be mamait? Oif tami from Asher Yachel, la barachilo. Because it says Asher Yachel, and oif tami is not roi lachilo. Treva nami la barachilo. Treva is also not roi lachilo. What's the difference between a treva and an oif tami? Very good taina, right? Says more, yeah. I know Dam Rabbi Chia, Ra, Rabbi Dvar, Rabbi Shimon, Bekisi Adam, Vishanoi, Belashi Chacham. Says it relates to the Machloikis, Remain Rabbi Shimon, regarding Kisi Adam, then the Machloikis is. There the machloikis is something else. There too, Reb Meir learns a gzeirah shavah from shchutei chutz. That just like shchutei chutz is shchita sheni ruya. So to kisei adam, you'll have by shchita sheni ruya. It's not shchita because it doesn't say the word shchita by kisei adam. It's shvicha. Reb Shimon over here didn't learn it from a pasuk in Miketz, Breishis Mem Gimel, but rather where he learned it from over here was from the fact that it says Asher Yochel is memait anything that's not roi l'achila. The Chachamim said it just means an oif tamei. Reb Shimon, what's the difference between an oif tamei or a treifa? They're both not roi l'achila. Rebbe liked what Reb Shimon said. The point is Reb Shimon argued by Oisev Es Menoy and by Kisi Adam, and Rebbe picked sides. But one thing is interesting, that even though you have the same machloik as Rebbe and Reb Shimon by Oisev Es Menoy and by Kisi Adam, just to get the Gemara clear, you see it's not the same machloikas. At the end of the day, it's the same machloikas, and the makoros to our very similar, but it's not the same. Meaning there's a gzereshava that Rab Meir had for Shchita Sheni Ruya regarding Oisev Es Menoy. It was a gzereshava that he had for Kisei Adam. It just so happens both gzereshavas are from Shchutei Chutz, but it's not even the same gzereshava. One is Shchita, the other one is Shvicha. As it relates to Rab Shimon, it's certainly two different makaris. One is a gzereshava from Utvayach Tevach Breishas Mem Gimel. The other one is Asher Yachel. So even though we started the Gemara by saying that the Mishnah and Chulim Pei Aleph Amidays and the Mishnah and Chulim Pei Heyam and Aleph are the same, they're both machleks from Rab Shimon, it sounded like we were heading in the direction that they're Lashit Asayo. They're not Lashit Asayo. Then I'll shita side. It's two separate machlokes. One is a shayla, this gzeir shava, that gzeir shava. The other one is a shayla, do I make the gzeir shava from shchutei chutz? Or do I darshin asher yeyochem? I'm a Reb Abba. Reb Abba said that even though we have a machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, with regards to Shchita Sheni Ruya, that impacts both the halachas of Oisev Es Menoy and the halachas of Kisei Adam. It sounds like Reb Meir holds a Shchita Sheni Ruya is called a Shchita, and Reb Shimon holds that a Shchita Sheni Ruya is not called a Shchita. So you'd be tempted maybe to walk away from here and thinking that Reb Meir holds every single time you have a Shchita Sheni Ruya, it's called a Shchita. And Reb Shimon holds that every single time you have a Shchita Sheni Ruya, it's not called a Shchita. Said Reb Abba, don't make that mistake. Loy lakol omer Reb Meir Shchita Sheni Ruya shma Shchita. Meaning, Reb Meir agrees that a shchita sheni ruya is not always a shchita. Moider Reb Meir she'ein matir asa b'achila. For example, Reb Meir holds a shchita sheni ruya is not matir l'achila. Additionally, v'loy l'kol amr Reb Shimon shchita sheni ruya lo yishma shchita. When Reb Shimon said that a shchita sheni ruya is not called a shchita, he didn't mean it in all cases. Moider Reb Shimon she'matir asa midei nevela. That a shchita sheni ruya, even though it's not matir l'achila, it's still going to be matir minevela. At first glance, when you read what Reb Abba said, it sounds like what Reb Abba is saying is he's liban shol tzedakim. He's saying don't walk away from this machloikis and make a terrible mistake. You're going to say, you know, there's a Reb Meir that holds you don't have to do shchita. How do you know it's a Reb Meir? I mean, if you shech the treifa, you're allowed to eat it. A Reb Meir holds shchita sheni ruya shma shchita. Now you don't have to do a shchita. But a shchita sheni ruya is called a shchita. He holds his oisav es benai if you do if you shech the treifa. He holds this kisei adam if you shech the treifa. So you're probably allowed to eat the food also if you do a said Reb Abba. Don't make that mistake. Loy lakol omer Reb Meir shchita sheni ruya shma shchita. In other words, moider Reb Meir shei matir asav achila. With regards to Reb Shimon as well, Reb Abba said you may walk away and make a terrible mistake. You know, Reb Shimon holds a shchita sheni ruya is loishma shchita. So for example, if you shech the treifa, there's no Oisev Es Menoy. If you shech the treifa,
there's no kisi adam. So maybe if you shech the trefa, there's tumas nevela. The shechita doesn't work. No. Loila kolom Rav Shimon, shechita she'ena ruya, lo yishma shechita. Maida Rav Shimon, that a shechita she'ena ruya is going to be metayim midei nevela. So the Gemara says, oh, ma'am, ma'am. Loila kolom Rav Meir, shechita she'ena ruya, shma shechita, ma'ira me'ir, she'ema t'rosa b'achila, pshita. Is a havamina? Really? Who's going to make that mistake? At this point, chulin pehei, is there a possibility? Maybe not base, but, you know, the first part of the Masechta. But we're ready, oh, we're knee deep into Masechta's chulin. Who that made it this far is going to walk away from Rav Meir thinking that because Rav Meir holds that if you shecht a trefa, there's still oisei vezmenoi, that means if you shecht the trefa is mutar b'achila. So the Gemara says, you're right, 100%. Trefa b'shchita mi mishtari lo tzricha l'sheichet es ha trefa matzaba ben teschai. Rav Meir was coming to talk about a very specific halacha. He wasn't making a general disclaimer on the level that don't think Rav Meir holds if you shach the treifas mutar b'achila. Rav Meir also was shayna perikela treifas. What he meant was something else. He meant, what happens if you shach the treifa and you found a ben pekua? So are you allowed to eat the ben pekua or not? So I mean, I would have thought, hold on, Rav Meir shchita sheni ruish mashchita tani lo shchita sima v'lo yidu boi shchita. I would have thought that since Rav Meir shchita with regards to oisav ismena and Rav Meir shchita with regards to kisei adam is that a shchita sheni ruish is called a shchita. So maybe this shchita of the treifa should work for the ben pekua, not for the mother. The mother's a treifa, but maybe it should work for the ben pekua. Malan, that's the chiddush that Rav Meir holds that you won't be able to eat the ben pekua unless you do a proper shchita on the ben pekua. Why? Because shchita she'ena ruya is loishma shchita. Thus, when you shechted the mother, it's not going to work. What's the Gemara's kasha? V'tizbra. So, if you remember from Perek Behema Makasha, the whole halacha of ben pekua is really a machlekes tana. The Chachamim hold ben pekua. We pass in that way. Who argues with Rav Meir? So, afraid the Gemara. How could you tell me that Rav Abba was commenting that Rav Meir who holds shchita and ruish ma shchita, but at the same time, as it relates to a ben pekua, if you shach the trefa, the shchita is not going to work for the ben. As if to say, ordinarily, the shchita of the mother does work for the ben pekua. Fait the Gemara of Amar Rav Meir said ben pekua ton shchita. Gemara says you're right. Leitzricha the Rebbe. We don't mean Rav Meir. This is all Rebbe. Rebbe's the one that wrote the Mishnah, not Rav Meir. Rebbe savalak Rav Meir v'savalak Rav Abba. Savalak Rav Meir damashchita sheni ruish ma shchita. We said that Rebbe holds like Rav Meir with regards to oisav as benah. That shchita sheni ruish mashchita. V'savalak Rabbanon. He also was like the Rabbanon. That shchita is imay mitarasoi. He also like the Rabbanon. That a ben pekua does become mutar with the shchita of the mother. As kivadam Rabbanon shchita sami mitarasoi. Since that's true, tani le shchita sima v'lo yboy shchita. You would think that if you shech the mother, that's a treifa. Being that shchita sheni ruish mashchita, maybe it should work for the child. Kamash malon. Not that way. The second thing Rav Abba said was v'lo yilakol am Rav Shimon shchita sheena ruuya loish mashchita. Why? How so? Maida Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's Maida. She metarasa midei nevela. Freit the Gemara Pshita. That too is Pashit. Isn't it Pashit that according to Rav Shimon, although he holds that shchita she'ena ruya loishma shchita, so if you shech the treifa, there's no oisav as menai. If you shech the treifa, there's no kisei adam. But if you shech the treifa, there's no tumas nevela. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amri lo b'masisa tal b'chiyamas b'na b'heima mixas b'heima b'tama mixas b'heima e'ena b'tama v'eze zu treifa she'shachta. It's a mefurish of Braisa. Treifa she'shachta. There's no tumas nevela. There's no reason to assume that Rav Shimon argues with this. The Gemara says leitzricha l'sheicha des ha'treifa. Where it's going to be negay is if somebody shechs a treifa v'chulam bazar. What if somebody shechted a treifa and the treifa was chulam bazar? So you shechted chulin bazara, and it was also a treifa. The tanya shechted as a treifa, the chena shechted v'nimtzas treifa. Zev zeh chulin bazara. Rav Shimon mater ba'ana v'chachamim oyser. Rav Shimon says it's muta ba'ana, and the chachamim say it's aser. So there were two things wrong. Number one, it was chulin bazara. Number two, it was a treifa. Is it mutter asabana? Chulin bazar is usually asabana. Over here, Rav Shimon says it's mutabana. So, I would have thought, hayovam Rav Shimon mutabana. The being Rav Shimon says it's mutabana. Al malav shchita hi klal. Maybe it shouldn't be considered a shchita. Se eima midei nevela, nami loy metara. Maybe there should be no tumas nevela. Maybe there should be tumas nevela as well. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush. Meaning, ordinarily a sheichet as a treifa, for sure there's not going to be tumas nevela. The chiddush is when you were sheichet as a treifa and it was also chulam bazar. Being that chulam bazar is not called a shchita, Rav Shimon's mater ba'na. So you see that it's not called a shchita. If that's the case, then maybe it should have tumas nevela, because to the extent we don't look at it as a shchita, there should be tumas nevela, kamash malon. The Gemara is going to segue this into tomorrow's daf. But let's just conclude with
One ha'ara,
and that is, we mentioned again the Ben Pekua. So the Ben Pekua is the topic of Perek Behema Makasha. If you remember, when we learned Perek Behema Makasha, we left a lot of raid on the table. So one of the things that we spoke about was the Veltz Kasha, which we saw as the Rambam's Kasha. The Rambam's Kasha in Perek Yud Beis in Hilchas Shechita. And that is, why is it okay to shech the Muberes? You're allowed to shech the Muberes. If you shech the Muberes, there's a whole bunch of shailas. If there's a Ben Pekua, Hoytzius Yadoi, Hoytzius Roshai, a very lumdish perek of how you treat a Sheikh Muberes. But everybody agrees that it's okay to shech the Muberes. If that's the case, that you're allowed to shech a Muberes, L'chayra, if there's a halacha of Oisev Es Benoi, L'Oisev Shchatu B'Yoy Mechad, why is it okay to shech the Muberes? Why don't we say that every time you shech the Muberes, you're being over Oisev Es Benoi? So, last week we spoke out the Rambam's Mahalach with a beer in the Chassam Sofer, in Chedush Chassam Sofer, and Shas, in Mesech Tizbeyo, Dav Zayin. We don't have to go into that again. But I just wanted to speak out another teretz for Rabbi Yosef Engel with one hakdamah. I don't think we'll have time to go through the whole thing now, but just the hakdamah, and then we'll pick up from Yeshem the second half. And that is, the halacha is the inality itbas of achal. It's going to be one of the primary topics of the second part of Mesech Tizchulin. It's right around the corner. But the Torah says, Lo Yisavasho Gedi, you're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. We learn from there, it says it three times. One to tell me in a sabishal, isra achila, and isra anah. The point is, you're not allowed to eat a gedi, all meat, together with challah. The Gemara Masechta Schulin, and it's brought down in Halacha, in Yerideya Simen Pei Zayin, says that although there's an isra of loisavash gedi b'chalev imoy, a tremendous chiddush. And that is the only time you're not allowed to eat meat together with milk is if the meat, the milk, came from an animal that's ra'oi liyosei. It has to come from a live animal. But once the animal's dead, you shecht an animal, or the animal just died, and now there's milk inside that animal. So the halacha is there's no basav v'chalav de'raisa, basav v'chalav de'rabbanan, but there's no basav v'chalav de'raisa. Because the Torah said, b'chalev imoy, doesn't mean literally only not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. So the Torah wants something when it says, b'chalev imoy, what it's coming to say is that it has to be the chalav of an ev, or at the very least an animal that's ra'oi liyosei. Once the animal's dead, it can't mother a child. As a result, it's not royally same. If it's not royally same, the halach is going to be no bus of a chalav deiraisa. Thus, chalav of a behema shchuta or chalav of a behema mesa. The halach is there's no bus of a chalav. Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Pei Zayin poses the following question. He says, "What's the halach with regards to the chalav of a treifa? Is there an issa bus of a chalav deiraisa to eat meat together with the chalav of a treifa? Why not?" Says Rabbi Kiveger, because the Gemara says in Perek Elu Treifa is that if you have a suffix treifa, you're not sure if an animal's a treifa, so you can either wait Yud Bis Chaydish. Another thing that you can do is if she's a female, see if she can have a child. Because we have a Messiah that a treifa can't be moiled. So to the extent that it could be moiled, it could have a child. Says Rabbi Kiveger, if treifa can't be moiled. So if a treifa can't be moiled, it's not royally same. So if it's not royally same, just like the Gemara said that the chalav of a mason, the chalav of a shchuta are excluded from the halacha, a bas of a chalav, it would reason then, it would make sense that the chalav of a treifa should be excluded from the halacha of basar v'chalav as well. As I clarified Rabbi Kiveger, but says Rabbi Kiveger, I think it's a tois. You know why? Because although Chazal said that a treifa can't have a child, but Chazal never said that a treifa cannot become pregnant. And l'chayra behema, that's a treifa, should be able to become pregnant. Echteisina, Chazal didn't say that. They said she can't give birth. And it really makes sense. It's you're talking that the part of childbirth that the treifa can't do is the chevle leida. She's too weak for chevle leida. But for her to become a muberes, it's yitachin that a treifa could become pregnant. If she could become pregnant, says Rabbi Kiveger, then have a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin daf samech tesam aleph. The Gemara Sanhedrin samech tesam aleph says that we're familiar with the Mensayer Umayr. And the Gemara says, Amarab krus bidoi, Amarab shapsi. The whole tkufa where a person can become a Mensayer Meir is a 90-day period. The Ganser Mais is 3 months. It's a 3-month window where one can become, if he follows the rules, a Mensayer Meir. Why? He said because a Mensayer Meir has to be at the very least bar mitzvah, but at the same time, he's referred to as a ben, and ben means veloy haro'i v'yosa. So, once he becomes bar mitzvah, now he's old enough where he can father a child. Once 3 months pass, he can be a father. How can he be a father? Because this woman can be pregnant with, and she can be at a point where the uber is nicker, so that we know that she's pregnant. Once it's hooker or uber, he's already a father. And if he's a father, he's not a ben. Thus, he's not a ben toyer mamar. So said Reb Shapsi, Reb Bishem, Reb said Reb Chris B'doy Bishem, Reb Shapsi, that kol yovishem ben toyer is 90 days. Why? Because when he's a katan, he can't be a ben toyer mamar. It's only the gay when he turns bar mitzvah. Once he turns bar mitzvah, now he can be moiled. And that's the sugi over there. What age could? That's the Gemara Sanhedrin daf samach test. But either way, said Reb Shapsi, Chris B'doy Bishem, Reb Shapsi, once the Uber is nicker, at that point he's Roy LaCroyce up. So Zokrab Kiveg, if you Roy LaCroyce up when it's nicker Uber, you Roy LaCroyce aim when it's nicker Uber as well. If that's the case, says Rab Kiveger, I think that the Cholov of a Trefa is Roy Lius aim. Why? Because what was the tzad that a Cholov Trefa should not be Osir Midai Raisa Isabas of a Cholov? Because the Gemara says a barricade of Trefa is that a Trefa can't be mud. The says Rab Kiveger, the Gemara just said that a Trefa can't be mud. Never said that a Trefa can't be a Muberis. Once she can be a Muberis, she's Roy LaCroyce aim. What do you mean? You're not a mother until you have a child. No. Once you're pregnant, you're a mother. As long as it's nicker over, how do I know that's Sanhedrin Samach Tes Avral? Now there it says it about the father, but there's no difference. So Luchar, once it's nicker the Uber, she's right the Christ aim. Thus, Chalav Trefa would be also bas of Chalav Dei Raisa. I heard years ago a kashan from Moshe Mai Letterman Shlito. He asked from a Rashi in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. The pasuk over there says that regarding Esther. Ki ein la ova aim uva moisa via veima lakacha mardechai labas. Ki ein la ova aim, and then it says uva moisa via veima. It sounds a little redundant, right? Says Rashi, you know what it means? Uva moisa via veima lakacha labas. The Gemara nisabra ima meisa via yoldasa ima meisa. Again, it's a lashon Gemara. So the Gemara is bothered with the double lashon. Ki ein la ova aim, and then it says uva moisa via veima. So the Gemara b'shoshen nisabra ima meisa via kishe yoldasa ima. But when she gave birth, then the mother died. So the father died when Esther's father died when Esther's mother became pregnant. Esther's mother died right after the later. Zok Rashi. Nimtza, being that the father died, Bishoshan Isabra, Nimtza Shalai Hayala of Mishoshan Nir Likarisov. She never had a father. That's the emphasis. Not ki ein la ova aim that now she didn't have a father. That I know from the vice of the Ima. But what it means is ki ein la ova aim, she never had a father. Why not? Because Bishosh and Isabro, Ima, Mesavia, as soon as she became pregnant, the father died. So crash, nimso. Shaloi hayola od Mishosh and nearly carries up. Ukisha yaldasa, Ima, Mesa. Veloi nearest, the Christ aim. She never had a mother either. Zok the maral. Zok the maral. You know what you see in this Rashi, a major lump this? That a father becomes a father and a mother becomes a mother at different times. A father becomes a father as soon as his wife is pregnant. As soon as she's a muberis, he's a father. That's why Esther's father had to have died Nisabra. Why Nisabra? Because had it not happened at that point, she would have had a father. But rather, Nimtza Shalai Hayula Av Mishosha Nirli Karesav. Why? Because Bishosha Nisabra. Bishosha Nisabra. But as it relates to the mother, she had a full-term pregnancy. No one said not. But the point is, it's the later that creates the shame aim. And being that she wasn't alive, as soon as in childbirth she died, so she never had a mother. But the point is, you see, there's a chilek between a father and a mother. A father, as soon as it's nicked the Uber, as soon as there's an Uber, that's already enough to be called a father. As it relates to a mother, you actually have to have a later. So Rav Meshamaya asked Rav Kivega. Rav Kivega wants to say that as it relates to the chalav of a trefa to be bus of the chalav of the rice, because it is Roy the Christ aim. Why is Roy the Christ aim? Because Enochinami, she can't have a child, but you can have an Uber. And you see from Sanhedrin Samach Tesam Rav, once you have an Uber, you're already considered a mother. That's only with regards to the father. As it relates to the mother, not Mechatesi. What should be the chiller between a father and a mother? So the Sfarah will have to say for another day, and there are Sfarahs. But that's for another day. But for now, it's a Rashi. We don't need a Svarah. We have a Rashi. It's a Rashi. Time below Yodana, like the Chassam Sofer said. We have a Rashi. Yud Gimel, Megillah. We have a Mefurish. That Rashi says is a chiller between a father and a mother. Zok Rav Yosef Engel and Beis Oitzer. Based on this Rashi, and the Maral's dig in this Rashi, we can be Yashu the Velt's Kasha. The Velt's like that Kasha. How you let a Shechta Muberes? Why are you worried about Oisev as Benoi? Zogt, Rabbi Yosef Engel, that it's Mavur and Rashi, that when a person, a mother, is pregnant, she's not called a mother yet. When is she called a mother? When she gives birth to the child. Like Esther. Esther never had a mother. What do you mean? She was in her mother's womb. The Terence is until the late, it's not called a mother. If there's no mother, how could there be a Noisev as Benai? Does it mean that there's no mother? There's no. The Nafkamina would be the father. That would be the Nafkamina. According to Chananya, that's Chosh Lazarah, who holds Noisev as Benai with regards to the father, you wouldn't have a. But either way, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, half of a fellow. Like this Maral's Dik and Rashi. There's no Noisev as Benai. Why is there no Noisev as Benai? There's no mother. You can't have an Oisev as Benai.